This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. Happy Wednesday to all of you out there. Well, interesting times. I can't tell you how excited I am about the interesting times that are going on. We just got through with a Scorpio full moon. And, you know, full moons are kind of crazy, especially with the opposition of Taurus. I actually have no guests today. It's interesting. No guests. And I put it out to my email list that I am going to be taking calls. I'm going to do about 5 minutes here of just laying the groundwork if anyone wants to call in. And you can call in with your questions. I do the tarot. I do the intuitive work, channeling, etc. So let's look and see what's happening with this Gemini solar eclipse coming up on May the 20th. Well, eclipses are very powerful, and they signal major endings and beginnings. I think I've been hearing this for quite a while. I always go to Stephanie Austin of Mountain Astrologer, because I am not officially an astrologer. Just love it, though. And we are coming close to the end of a 26,000-year cycle. I would call that a quantum leap in consciousness for each of us and for humanity in general. Gemini, of course, has to do with the twins, has to do with duality, has to do with two eyes, two ears, etc. Now, this solar eclipse, because there's a lot of stuff going on, is emphasizing that intuition is very, very important. And we're involving the Pleiades. And, of course, the Pleiadian, that is the open cluster of stars. And many cultures have honored the Pleiadian star cycle. And especially the Native Americans. And, of course, the star seeds that came here and pretty much assisted those around the equator to bring the advanced civilizations here. I say it is, again, coming back around. We are bringing in new information, and if your life hasn't been in breakdown, breakthrough, then I'd say you're one of the few, because most of us are changing. I have been on a month sabbatical, and quite a few of my programs, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, have been reruns, because I am taking the time to honor the death of my son and writing an ebook, purging and getting all of the grief out that I did not do a year ago. So many people that I know have lost dreams. They've lost a dream. They've lost children. They've lost parents. They've lost a lot of things. And it's like they're floundering. They're not quite sure what to do. And here I was going to all of the Chamber of Commerce meetings, the greeters, etc., and trying to make things work when they really needed to go into breakdown. And you know, when you're not listening to spirit, when all of a sudden you just get slammed. And when that slamming comes, it's time to take a break. And I've been purging the physical too. I've been going through, because I moved about 5 months ago, and things got thrown in boxes. So I'm sifting and sorting through boxes and clearing and trusting that my intuition is correct. What I call deep listening and deep questioning about everything that's happening here is I'm listening at a very deep level. What does spirit want me to do or be? And actually, I've been told by many of my psychic friends and my own intuitive capacity to stop and just let it sift and sort and synchronize everything. I'm paying attention. I'm taking notes. I'm writing. I'm concentrating. I'm focusing. I'm paying attention to my higher guidance, to spirit, to my angels, my guides, and I'm looking at how deep can I go, deep listening, deep questioning, to go beyond the superficial, to bring my awareness high and higher, to the whatever is the spelunking going, a spelunking, it involves going into the depths, into the caves, to find out what is really there. What is hidden? What is the insightfulness that wants to happen? And I feel that I'm not the only one that is doing this, because many of you have so many questions. If I can be of service, I would love to have you call in and just ask a question. I will do the very best I can to use my intuitive psychic ability to assist you. And I unconditionally honor all of you, because if you're in the same place I am, it is an honor to be able to do this, because I have been there, done that, and I have a t-shirt to prove it. So if you'd like to call in at the present time, feel free to do so. And as soon as I see that there's a call, I will be ready to take it. So if you'd like to call in, here we go. All right. Let's see if we have Jill on line three. Hi, Jill. Let me zero in on you. You're calling in from Connecticut, I understand.
I am, Judith.
Do I know you?
No, you don't know me.
I know you from someplace, from the universe. Okay. So, Jill.
Yeah.
I like your sense of humor. So, Jill, how may I help you? What is your question?
Well, if this has really been a crazy period of time, all right. That full moon in Taurus did me in. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, me too. When's your birthday?
October 30th.
Oh, you're an early Scorpio.
Early Scorpio.
10/30.
Yep.
And so that's 2012. Let's see what cycle you're in.
Numerologically, I'm in a 9 year. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And so that's the Hermit. You are doing major completion. Major.
Yeah. And what I'm really wondering is, am I really going to be completing? Right now I'm in a job that's, actually I have a relationship I don't know what's happening with, but also I have a job that I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm wondering if there's, I don't really know what you can, you know, whether you're just more spiritual or more practical, but basically my question is, you know, do we see another job coming down the pike? I'm in one now. It's getting to be more and more difficult, just sort of rigid, actually. It's the personalities, not the job.
Okay, and I don't need to know what it is. That's not important right now. So I'm shuffling the cards three times, and then I'm going to let them cut themselves, thinking of Jill, about the transition that you're in, about another job. Dropped. Okay, now I want to make this specific enough, but I also want to make it general enough so that all the rest of the people who are listening will be able to glean something from this. So, Jill, what is happening this year in the 9 year, the Hermit year? You're being asked to turn within and to look at all of the wounds, all of the major whacks that you have received from just different arenas. And it has happened quite often through your life. It's been like cyclical. You'll go along, it'll be just fine, then all of a sudden, wham, you get slapped again. You go along, you get whacked again. It's like, you know, when you throw a stick into the stream and it gets whacked against one side of the rocks on the riverbank, and then it gets whacked on the other side. So right now, what Spirit is asking you to do is to take some time to go within and to really journal and to clear and honor what has happened, because each of these wounds that have happened have been a turning point for you. You've gone deeper, and then you come bouncing right back up. It's like the stick got pushed down to go deeper. Then the stick pops right back up again, starts floating down the stream. Ah, I survived that. And there's a part of it that you didn't really clear and really get some resolution on whatever that wounding was, that whatever that hit was. Now, right now, with the job, I'm seeing that once you go back and do a job analysis of what it is that you're here to do, I think you're going to find that you're not doing what you came here to do, your life purpose. Now, since you know the numerology a little bit, what is, you know, the year you were born, if you know what that, what is, see, 1030, and what year were you born, if you don't mind my asking?
Not at all. I was born in 1952, okay. And I know that my name numerologically is a 4, and my birth date is a 3. So when you add my birth date all together, including 1952, it's a 3. When you do my name all together, it's a 4, if that's
okay.
Helpful to you.
Yeah. And when I added it up, of course, with the tarot, I'm looking at, it's a 21/3. 21 says you came here this lifetime to complete all of the karmic things, and this is for everyone else out there. So just accept that this is a reading for you also, that you came here this lifetime to complete everything. So you've taken on a pretty good chunk of responsibility. And so that's what happens when you get whacked against the side of the river. You say, oh, I thought I gotten this one. I didn't get it. So you get whacked again.
Yeah, that's what it sure feels like, Judith. I really feel it. I'm 60, almost 60, as you can tell, and I'm like, geez. When's it going to be, you know, when are things going to finally, like, even out, you know? But that's
sure.
Why, because you're saying, I've come here to complete all the karmic stuff.
Right, because you have kind of sloughed off in this lifetime, that lifetime. Oh, I'll do it another time. And so you just went on your merry way, and you just, you know, kind of dumped on a lot of people, and then you died, and you, remorse set in, and you said, oh, next time I come, I'm going to have to clean that up with whoever I was with that time. Okay, so number 21 is a universe card. It is the completion card. You're dancing the dance of life. I want to look at you at the end of your life, which is unknown, unnamed, no date whatsoever, because it's time. There's no time, no space. That I see that you have completed everything. I'm just
good.
You have completed.
I don't want to do this again.
Right, because you've had an intense life as a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio too. I'm a late Scorpio, November 17th. So I can relate to what you're doing. Okay.
Right.
You're completing, and I see you at the end of your life having completed everything, and you're also picking up the number 3, which is the Empress. The Empress in the Tarot is the Divine Feminine. You have stepped into your power. You've been male in past lifetimes. This lifetime, you have such wisdom and such acumen. You are wise beyond your years, and yet you try to fit into the masculine society. In the Orient,
right, that's a problem.
Yeah, because you and I, we kick butt. I mean, and I've had this last month. I have totally backed off and become in total surrender. Not a pretty picture.
Wow.
with a type A personality.
That's big for a Scorpio, Judith.
Oh, tell
right?
me about it. So, Jill,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page. Take some time and don't quit the job, and you know, just let it kind of play out, and go into the meditation and journaling and writing and find that deeper Empress within you, because the completion has to do with the surrender into the feminine and not try to fit into like I was mentioning earlier, going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings. Yeah, sure. But, you know, they don't seem to want to accept when I say I'm a coach for all reasons, specifically intuitive and spiritual. They don't recognize it. They want to go to religion and that's not where I'm coming from. It's the intuition where I'm able to see and feel and know things for their business that they just can't quite comprehend. You see what I'm talking about?
Oh,
is there anything?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course, because we're such ultra sensitive and psychic that they're pretty much afraid of us.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And I hate to say it because that just sounds like a cliche or an excuse, but
no.
I think it's true.
Well, of course they're afraid because we know things about them that they don't want to reveal.
Or want to acknowledge themselves,
right,
even.
Right, right. And it's kind of difficult to, and we must stay in our spirituality and our intuitiveness in order, because in about 6 months or so, whenever, we're going to be at the top of the heap. Not out of ego, I'm not saying that. It's just that they're going to be saying, oh, remember Judith, remember Jill. She knows. They know. Where are they right now? So you see what I'm talking about.
Well, that would be nice if that is so.
Well, because we're in the completion, it doesn't make any difference whether they find us or not. It's just that we are honoring ourselves, our worthiness, uh-huh. our self-worth. And so thank you for allowing me to bounce off you of whatever what's going on with me, because we're on the same page pretty much, only in different sides of the country. So making a bit of difference. There's
right.
no time, there's no space. And so Jill, I just want to honor you, because you are about ready to go into this deeper place. Enjoy the spelunking and enjoy the pain, because it's coming up.
Okay. Thank you, Judith.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jill.
Okay. Blessings.
Blessings. All right. So there you go. And thank you, Jill, for calling. And if you want to call in on the toll-free number, it's 888-627-6008. And I'm welcoming calls at whenever you would like to call in. You can also go to Skype, to BBS Radio, and that will bring you in. All right. So we're ready anytime that anyone wants to call in and bring your question in, and where you're at. If you'd like to bring in your birth information, that would be very good. If you don't want to reveal your age, you can, that's okay. I'll just work with what's going on for 2011, 2012. Right. So let's go to until someone calls in, and I am interruptible. I pulled some cards for everyone out there, including myself, four cards. If you would like to pick a number from 1 to 4, number 1, number 2, number 3, or number 4, this will be information specific unto you. And actually, they are all for you, and the one that you pick will be yours, which will have additional information. And if you want to call in and let me know which number you picked for me, card number 1, card number 2, card number 3, or card number 4. Ooh, Marianne's on line 3. All right, Marianne, come on in.
Hi, Judith.
Hi there, Marianne.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I love to do readings on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Marianne, I have spoken with you via messaging?
Email,
and I did a little coaching with you. And so would you kind of lay a platform, and I'm going to pull a card for you and take it to the next
okay.
level. So Marianne, could you share with the audience exactly or generally what was the work that we did together?
Okay, well, the work that we did together was that I had asked you what you thought about my business, and I have a cake business that I'm trying to get going and off the ground, and I do it out of my home, and so I was kind of coming to a standstill, kind of where do I go with marketing, what do I do? And so Judith helped me to come up with some ideas, and I now have a full-fledged price list, and I now have my very first flyer is made and done, is ready to hang up. So I just want to say thank you to Judith for helping me with those ideas, and it actually gave me kind of a push out to get those things done, because I've been wanting to get that done for the longest time, but I just hadn't stepped out yet. And Judith, you helped me to have confidence to step out.
Good. And the first time that you called in was right at the end of one of the radio programs, and I grabbed a card, and it was the Emperor. The number 4 of the major arcana, which is new beginnings. And then at that point, then you had applied for a job and you got it.
I did, yes.
Detour.
I did get that job.
Detour.
And then I lost it.
Yeah. And
after
at that
about
point,
3.5 weeks.
Yeah, and see, that wasn't the where you were to be. The new beginnings was to reinvent yourself as far as the as your business. So I'm shuffling the cards, and I'm going to pull a card for you, Marianne. Do you have a question about your business?
Oh, question. Well,
it's not necessary.
I'm getting those chills. I'm getting those chills. yeah, you know what they're about.
Yeah.
I would like to know, I guess, where I'm going to be with that. I mean, is it, am I going to start really getting a lot of customers? I feel a shift, as you're talking about earlier in my life, and I feel like I kind of want to go more creative and more tell people's story on a cake. And I welcome anybody that wants me to tell their story on a cake. And I love to get really creative and do that. And so that's kind of a, you know, special type cake. So I don't know how many I'm going to be having of those. But
okay. And we don't know that because we don't know what you're going to do in the marketing. I pulled a card for you.
Okay.
And the card is the Seven of Swords. The swords represent the mind, the mental, and it's called futility. And I think your mind has really started going yuckety-yuck, and the mind bunnies are starting to multiply. Of all the reasons why this is not going to happen, I would like to have you take the mind bunnies and just say, get lost, because I'm going to do it. Stay focused on your creativity. The way that you're presenting yourself, all of the different ways that you're different from every other cake maker, including Costco, including Safeway, any and all of the major chains, because you are doing unique, creative stories, helping to create their stories. And I can just see people with wedding cakes that would have the joining on one side. I can see chocolate on one side and vanilla on the other, or whatever. And one side has his story, and the other side has her story. However, after today, what our president says, it could be her story and her story, his story and his story.
And
you know.
Well, whatever. I'll still make the cake.
You bet. Because you're there to tell the story and to not get hooked into. Now, I'd like to talk about the marketing.
Okay.
Because that's a very important piece for you, and I think we're going into virgin territory.
A little bit.
A little bit, a lot.
A lot.
And I think that everyone out there, Jill included, the first caller, is in virgin territory. They've never marketed, because we've never been where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a flyer. Now, how are you on the Facebook and your social media?
I have a Facebook account for Simply Beautiful Cakes.
Very good.
And if you look up under my name, under Marianne Potter, and then go to Simply Beautiful Cakes, you can find me. I have pictures posted on Facebook of a lot of my cakes.
Very
on
good.
Facebook.
That's good. Very good.
And then my flyer, excuse me, I'm sorry. My flyer has an array of my talents, pictures of my talents on the flyer. And then it has, it's one of those kind, that 8.5 by 10 piece of paper, and it's got my number along the bottom part of it. And then I'm putting it up in like windows and people's businesses and things like that.
Good.
They've had my cakes before and they love my cakes, and so they're putting it up in their windows. People can rip off my phone number off of it.
So one of the things that with Facebook, having a Facebook account, and that's fine, there it sits, but you know, how are you going to start driving business to that site? And so what I'm feeling is to because you are my Facebook friend. I'd like to see postings on Facebook talking about the enthusiasm and excitement of having baked a cake this weekend that everyone in the room loved, and this is what they said about it. I'd like to see postings like that. And okay. I'd like, yeah, because when I see people repetitively, not too much, you know, when people do it five times a day, I'm out of there. I start hiding their name and their business. However, I want to, it's like you're doing self-testimony of how excited you are that you get to do this creative venue. So I would like to see that maybe every other day of,
I don't do a cake every day. It's like every other weekend I'll do a big cake. Like I have one coming up in a couple weeks of my friend's husband, and he's turning, he's having a birthday, but I'm telling his story on the cake, and it's of his, his two purple hearts and his bronze stars. So
very good.
We're making that cake very wonderful and telling his story. And
excellent.
So I have big ones like that about once a month. And smaller ones, maybe, a couple times a month.
Okay, so I want to change that conversation. I want you to, that you're so busy that you have cake, you're doing cakes every day. Because it's a secret. That's that you're keeping a good secret. I want you to visualize, unless you don't want to be busy, I want you to visualize
I'd like to be busy.
Every day. That you have to hire assistants, because, and by the way, do you have a legal kitchen?
Because no, I do not. That's one thing I do not have is I do not have a legal certified kitchen. I work out of my home, but I do not have a certified kitchen at this time, although I've been in doing cakes for 40 years, so and off, out of my kitchen.
Very good. Okay, then that needs to happen, okay? Well, I have to go, but I want to just say good luck, and I can't wait for that cake.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So the two callers that have called in so far, I would like to see what you've gotten out of that. If you would like to call in now, you know you can call in with the 800 number. That is 888-627-6008. I'd like to have you call in if you want to give me your birthday and see what's going on right now. And if no one calls in, let me go back to the reading that I have prepared for all of you, picking a number from 1, 2, 3, or 4. So here we go. But feel free to interrupt me with your question. So here's the first card, which is the Ten of Wands, oppression. What is it that is sitting on the creativity? What is that yammer that's sitting there and is holding your sparkle down? I mean, all of us have something creative we came here to do. And I would challenge you to take responsibility and see what it is that is holding you back, is limiting, restricting you. If for Marianne is because she doesn't have a legal oven, that could be a subconscious program to start the process to get it going, to get the kitchen going, and to look and see what internal limitations that you have. Okay, so that's the first card. We've got Sophia and Chris on line 3. That line 3 is getting a lot of play here. So welcome, Sophia, and welcome, Chris.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi, Sophia.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Chris. Okay, what question do you have? And what did you get out of what we've talked about so far?
I think that you've helped by having us on the show, allowing us to talk about our positive conversations and drawing cards for us and showing that we can be more positive. And the cards that came up were good cards. They were angel cards. The numbers we chose, I think it's important that, the numbers that you choose are important. each person that draws, you know, picks a number, it's for a reason. And, you know, we choose the number we choose because of, I choose the number four always because of the fact that it's an angel number for me.
Very good.
And also with my son that was in basketball, his number that he wore was 44.
Ah, very good. Okay, Sophia and Chris, do you have a question? I'm going to pull a card. We've got Julianne from Oregon, also Oregon, is calling in. So let's see what question you have, Sophia and Chris.
I'd like to know, am I going to be successful in my business with ebooks?
All right, I'm going to throw the question right back to you. Are you going to be successful?
Yes.
All right. So that question is kind of a moot subject. How about give me information about my ebook, the success of my ebook.
There you go.
So you see how I reworded that? Okay, I'm going to drop the card, pull up a card here. Your card is, the Sun card of the Major Arcana. That is number 19, and that shows two people dancing on the mountain. And on the top of the mountain, there is an opening. An opening of, you've reached the pinnacle of the mountain. And through this, the sun is just shining on you. And you're reaching people of every astrological sign.
Wow.
You've come through the muck and the mire and all of the stuff. And we don't need to go into that before. You can go back to other shows and you can hear that. That you have through the ebook, this is like dancing the dance of life. You are assisting others, and I'm also working at completing my ebook. So many other facets of the story of the death of my child are coming up, and it's been so positive to be able to look as an observer, get up out of the victim mentality. And by the way, that's one of the cards that will be coming up in a bit, that we can assist others through being an observer of our own life. Does that make sense to you, Sophia and Chris?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Very good, Chris. Very good, Sophia. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate that, and we'll be contacting you on Facebook.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Have a nice evening.
All right, thanks for calling in. Okay, we have Julianne on line 4. Welcome to the program, Julianne.
Well, hello, Miss Judith.
Hi there, Miss Julianne. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm working at home today. I'm having a good day.
How are you? Oh, and I imagine in your beautiful paradise with the sun shining in all the windows. It is gorgeous. So, how can I help you today?
I was just listening. I just tuned in and thought you would pull a card for me, Judith.
Oh, I would certainly love to do that. And any particular subject, or should we leave it wide open?
Well, you know, I always don't mind leaving it wide open, but I'm really trying to focus in on my work right now, and I've got so many things on the iron, it's kind of like, am I going to get it all done? I'm getting a little panicked.
Okay, I'm going to drop the cards here. And your card is the 9 of Wands, spiritual strength. Yeah, hunker down there and get into that spiritual strength that you have. And it's showing in the background 8 wands that are all intertwined. You get 8 people that you're delegating to and really come from that place and trust that you're not going to, you can't do it all by yourself.
Right.
And to share the vision of what you see happening and to trust that they're going to do their part and let them, you know, give them a menu. Give them a menu of what needs to be done and see, okay, you, Pamela Sue or whoever, what do you feel, where do you feel you could jump in and help?
Okay,
Judith, where do you see, which part of the menu do you think that you could really serve? And that way they're opening up to their gifts and their talents and not just, you do that, you do this. You know, it's letting them say, and then give them a time frame in this amount of time, this is what we have to have happen before an event or a project comes to completion. Giving them some structure, because they've selected, this is where I think I can help. And you, because you're very intuitive, I want to honor that. Everyone who's called in has been very intuitive, that you know where people are pretty good at facilitating their life work to assist you. Because your life work, Julianne, is bringing people together to do, I mean, you call it begging. Okay, I have a project. I need to thank you again. You're great at that. But I want to reframe that. It's not begging. It's assisting others to find their bliss, to find their gifts and talents that they probably didn't even know they could paint walls, you know, whatever, because that's your gift.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Whew. Yes. Yes.
Here's another mind bunny that keeps wanting to come in here. Let's see. It's that oppression, 10 of wands that I just did. There are a couple things that are sitting on top of you, that of the sparkle and the capacity to do that, and that is the urgency that you place on yourself and others that could maybe push them back. Oh, I got too much, too little time. I don't want that. I don't want that spilled all over me. It's going to get done. Mm-hmm. It's already done. See it as
right.
done.
You know, I read that this morning, too. Say your prayer once and believe that it will happen. And
yes.
stop trying to pull the chutes.
I know it. And it's like you're bargaining with God and saying, okay, you know what? Yeah, you understand, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's into other people's, you know, need to have answers, and then I try to get answers that I already believe are happening, and then I get pulled in these opposite directions.
Right.
It's a lot to manage.
Yeah, it is, but see, you don't know, you can never know how to do all of this. You just turn it over. Turn it over to others to assist you and the higher power to guide, and that's not mamby-pamby either. It is you are good at organizing and putting it on paper and just turning it over. Okay, this is what I need to have done from you and your committee. This is the due date.
Okay, awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Judith. I got to get on the road and drive into town.
All righty then. Go for it.
Business after hours tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm still a little bit on hiatus, so I'm going to stay home.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Julie. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Anyone else who'd like to call in, feel free to give us a call here. And thank you for those who have called in so far. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, so let's go back to the readings until I am interrupted, which I am very pleased to have happen. The first one was the Ten of Wands, oppression, which is Saturn in Sagittarius. Two different things that are sitting right on top of your sparkle and desire to do your life's work. If that's you, then that's time to go inside and re-energize that sparkle. Your creativity. Like Marianne, she gets so excited when she's doing those cakes. To create a cake that represents the story and the life of someone. Card number two is the Aeon. And the Aeon is a major arcana. And that is number 20 of the major arcana. And that is incubating that creativity that had been suppressed. Had been limited. Clearing the cobwebs to remember the sparkle and this creativity will clear any of the oppression that's been sitting on you. It's being discerning and to stop the critical self-analyzation. To see things from a higher place or as in the Aeon, to see the greater time span. To see things in their beingness instead of trying to evaluate, I don't have time for this. If you, and of course, when you say that, you don't have time. So the more you say, I don't know how to do this, Spirit, God, God is all that is, you know how to do it. You can bring me the people who know how to get it done. I know how to help weave them together. Card number three, the Seven of Cups, is debauch, which is the card that I call the victim, martyrdom, and poor me. When we go into the spelunking to find out what is our deepest wounds, and Jill, you'll relate to this, you cannot run away from it. Whatever unresolved issue, it is time to open your eyes to look at your reality, because this releases you to be free. Just acknowledging, okay, this is the pain. Or maybe you'll say, I don't even know what the pain is. But to acknowledge, okay, it's here. I can feel this pain. And to be and say, okay, I don't know. In fact, I just ran into this. This is one of the invocations. Get ready. If you can think of any pain that you have, any frustration, oh, I can't get this all done, you know, I don't know how to do this. Here's an invocation. I sincerely and wholeheartedly commit to healing myself on all levels of my being, known and unknown. I invoke the healing light of my soul and reconnect with my eternal self as great I am. I set my intentions for the higher focus of divine purpose. And it goes on. Okay, that's card number three. Card number four, oh, by the way, that involves the shadow and the light. You're looking at the dark and the light. Woo-hoo, fabulous. And this is really good stuff. Card number four is the mastery card, the Queen of Cups. You're openly being able to show your emotions. And this definitely has to do with motherhood. The Queen is behind the veil, which means that she is going within. Doesn't have to be out there. Julianne just mentioned, are you going to business after hours? I said, no. Maybe going to greeters tomorrow? Maybe not. Maybe yes. I don't know. Spirit's in charge. Okay, so it's about looking and being able to radiate out. It's already done. At the deepest emotional reaches of your being, this Queen, which is you, you're behind the veil. You are totally in touch with your emotional integrity. You cannot hide the tears and the pain. It is very, very fun. It's not fun. No, it's not. It's good that you do this. If others do not understand, that's not a problem for the Queen or for you. From behind the veil, it is not a time to be outward. It is time to just be, to do your internal work, to meditate, to write, to journal, and to receive the internal ahas. You are in a place of spelunking all the way. Love it. Okay, let's get the telephone number out here again, because if you'd like to call in, I'd love to have you call. Let's get that number. Just wrote it down, just moved it. How could I do that? It is 888-627-6008. You could maybe let me know whether you pick card number one, card number two, card number three, or card number four. And we'll go from there. You bring me your question. Wonderful. All right. So, we've got this Gemini solar eclipse coming on May the 20th. Pretty awesome. This affirms that we are ready to glimpse new dimensions and depths. I say we because I'm involved in that too, of seeing things from a superficial level. And some of you have been at the very depths of your being already. If you've gone through any sickness, illness, or any frustrations, you've already been there, done that. And what we are being asked to do is to be in this place of unconditional love unto ourselves. You know, as I ran it all together, not just to be in this place of love, because I don't know what love is. I can't divine it. I have to love myself first and believe that I'm worthy of having this, being in this place. And one of the quotes from Alan Alda that relates to this is, by the way, this comes from Mountain Astrologer and Stephanie Austin. You have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition to be able to trust and to continue. What you'll discover will be wonderful, and what you'll discover is yourself. And to you know, when I'm saying trust your intuition, most people come at it from a different place. When I want to go into my intuition, I will bring out my tarot cards and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll just start writing, and I'll use the automatic writing, which means that I will put my pen or pencil in my opposite hand, my non-dominant hand, and I will first have written the question, Spirit, God, what do you have for me today? What is my best thing to do? How am I to be? You start writing, and of course, you can barely read the writing when you're writing with a non-dominant hand, which means that you have to slow down. You're moving yourself into that intuitive void where all answers are available. Void doesn't mean that there's nothing there. It means that everything is there. I place myself in the center of my cranial cavity, in the pineal gland. I don't say, oh, I'm going into the pineal gland. I just am in this place of being in that place. In the zone is a better word, I think. And I look at that question and I start writing from that place of being the witness, actually from being the high witness. In fact, you can do your dominant hand if you want, and you start writing with she or he. She is sitting here doing a radio program. She is enjoying this immensely. She loved having all of the callers. It made for a much more interesting program. She is desiring to be outward, and we are telling her to stay inward, to attend few events. This often takes her off course. Okay, Marianne is back online, has another question. Marianne, what is your question?
Hi, Judith.
What is your question?
I had another question. As I was listening to you just now, you were sharing, it came to me that, you know, I am trying to find full-time work. I just recently went to school, medical administrative assistant. And now as this new business, this cake business, is arising, you might say, I'm just confused. Am I going to find work full time and do my cake business? Or
Marianne,
how do we know?
I would like to have you turn around and answer that question. Are you going to do both?
Well, at this point in time, my cake business isn't making enough money for me to, you know, live off of it. So at this point, I guess I'll have to work and do my cake business.
The card for you and for anyone else who has doubt that once you have given your power away and now you're no longer in the cake business, now you're looking for work. It's there is no success in that conversation. And it's the three of discs on the physical level. Works. Give it the works. Give whatever the works. And give it your all, but already you've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. Doubting Thomas has, Messina has arisen, and the doubt has come in whether you can live off of this. How many?
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. It's just I haven't lived off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're doing the groundwork. You've lived. Yeah, you can do this, but you must let go of doubting Tomasina. Doubting Thomas is somebody else. And so for anyone else who has an intention, for example, Sophia with her ebook, myself with my ebook, when we doubt that it will be a success, it is a failure automatically.
Yes, I hear.
I must believe that it's, and I want you to see your cake business as successful at the other side of your doubting. You are fully engaged in the work that you're doing. You're the only one in all of Portland area that is capable of showing the story on a cake. We're in high demand.
That, yes.
I want you to be in high demand. If at the end of 6 months and you are totally in the doubting stage, then go get a job and throw out the baby with the bathwater. I don't mean to be cruel, but you are sabotaging yourself right here and right now. And I don't want you to do that. But you can do that if you'd like. And no,
I just was wondering if it would behoove me to do both, you know.
No. Well, you can, but you're sabotaging already. And whatever psychic tells you yes or no, a good psychic will give you options, and my option is you have a choice. Set the intention. I want you to start visualizing. See, Sophia and Chris and I were in a group called Positive Conversations, and we were talking with each other to help us visualize what it would be like to have the book being purchased from Fiverr.com and people buying, and how it was helping the folks that were reading this book. They were so excited because they had our ebooks had helped so many. And there was nothing in the conversation about, I wonder if it's going to sell. It was not even in our belief system. So I want to just take a look at how the sabotage jumped in there. You can live on easily what you're making if you choose, because I'm not going to predict that you will or you will not, because I don't know what you're going to do with that doubting Tomasina. Would you make a little chair for doubting Tomasina and put her in the corner and give her a lollipop and tell her to get busy and quit messing with your mind?
get lost and suck on that sucker.
Yeah, because she's a part of you. She's always been very active in the sabotage. She's really good. That's card number three. She's excellent at sabotage. And
that's the one I picked.
Yep. I would have guessed. Which one did you pick for me?
Doggone it.
Yeah, which
Judith,
one?
Judith, you keep not knowing stuff.
Which one did you pick for me?
I don't know what I picked for you, but I picked three for me.
Yeah, and that's the victim and martyrdom, and that's an issue that you have of sabotage. So let's bring that to peace and get, you know, don't just throw her out, because the doubting Tomasina is that part of you that someplace way back when the doubting got you to lose your dream. So make her, let's just have a little conversation with her. And I would do that automatic writing. Doubting Tomasina, how may I support you? How may I love you? And give her the job. I would give her the job as cheerleader, because she's not been acknowledged a whole lot. And give her the job as cheerleader for Marianne, who's a successful cake baker. Got to go here now, Marianne.
Okay.
We're almost at the end of our program. I want to thank you for calling back in.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me clear that up.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later then.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're at the end of the program, and golly, that's been so wonderful. And we all have a saboteur within. We just got the name, Marianne, and whatever your saboteur is and whatever has happened in your past where you have lost a dream, that's the same as losing a child, losing a dream, and how can I help you recreate that? Through my coaching, through my psychic ability, however I can help you, I would love to do that. So we're just about the end of this program. It's been wonderful. I'll be back next Wednesday, taking a break from Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'll be back. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.